Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. It is the classic rock podcast, and I release a new episode every single day for your classic rock listening pleasure. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is November the 19th, and we start with a compilation album that went to number one on the UK on this day in 2000. Yes, The Beatles One, which featured virtually every number one single the band released between 1962 and 1970, hit the top spot for a run of 11 weeks at number one. It was issued on the 30th anniversary of the band's breakup. On this day in 1965, there was a great gig at the Glad Rag Ball in London. The Kinks, The Who, The Hollies, Wilson Pickett and Georgie Fame all featured. Tickets cost you 30 shillings, crazy old English money, the equivalent of $4.20 apparently. Birthday-wise, we say a happy 62nd birthday to drummer with The Cult, Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, Matt Sorum. Happy birthday, Matt. But for our show today, we're going to go back to 1979 to remember a big Canadian band's first live gig. Yes, on this day in 1979, at the Coliseum in Vancouver, opening for Kiss, playing their first ever concert together, were Loverboy. The multi-Juno award-winning group cut their teeth in spectacular fashion indeed. Now, the band's first four studio albums went multi-platinum in the US and Canada. It's amazing. They had a ton of hit singles as well. And I was lucky enough to interview Loverboy's lead singer Mike Reno last year, and we talked about this famous first gig of theirs. Your very first gig with Loverboy back in 1979 when you supported Kiss. I mean, what do you remember from that very first event of yours?
Well, listen, Paul, when we got a phone call, I got a phone call. My manager called me and he says, you got a gig tonight, Reno. And I said, where? And he says, the Coliseum. And I went, we got a gig in the Coliseum? We don't even have a bass player, for crying out loud. He said, well, find somebody. I said, well, we've been practicing with the bass player for April Wine. He's been in town hanging out. He's been coming to our rehearsal halls, and he's a great guy. Why don't we ask him to play the show? And I said, when's the show? And he goes, tonight. And I went, are you crazy? It was insane. And it's because the New York Dolls, who were traveling with Kiss, that must have been quite a thing. They somehow got rejected at the border. For whatever reason, right, Paul? So we ended up having to put together a bunch of guys that were almost ready to be in the band. And it turns out we had Jim Clinch on bass, and he went back to April Wine, and we ended up filling the spot with Scotty. And that was our first live show. We didn't even have a recording at the time. It was very nerve-wracking. And it was like almost, I was insane. I couldn't even believe we were doing it, because first of all, most bands that warm up Kiss get booed off the stage. All they want to see is Kiss. But yep. The manager said, you guys didn't even get anything thrown at you. This is a pretty good start. So we did it. And, I saw Gene Simmons a while back. And he mentioned he remembered it, right? He remembered the first
time.
He's been hanging out in the Vancouver area quite a bit. What a beginning, huh?
The brilliant Mike Reno there. You have to listen to episode 58 of Vintage Rock Pod. You can hear the interview I did with him in full. There's stories about the big hits and albums, the recent tour with REO and Styx, writing a hit for Top Gun, the soundtrack, of course, and the night they scooped all those Juno Awards as well. All that and much more. It's on episode 58 for all that. But that's it for November the 19th. I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. But until then, take care.